It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue. Good morning. Greetings and salutations, everybody. How is everybody doing on this fine October 1st?
Good, Jeff.
We're great. We're finer than frogs.
You know what? I like, you know, having the both of you in the studio because I can say that things are hunky and dory, and you guys can decide which one of you is going to be hunky and which one of you is going to be dory.
Oh, I like that. I'll think about that today.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just something to just for the rest of the week, I suppose.
But, okay. Jeff, how are you?
You know, good, great, and wonderful. But
all
it could
at the
get
same
better.
Time? Okay.
But it could get better. I used to say super amazing, terrific. It alternates between the two. Just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
As long as they're all good, I like it.
I'm usually a pretty peppy guy.
Yes, you are.
You are a peppy man.
That's right.
You're spunky.
So the morning coffee, yeah. Although not necessary for
yeah.
me,
yeah.
does add a whole new level.
Does it?
It brings out a whole new level of kind of awakens.
So you're
kind of
like the Tasmanian devil going
That's
crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I can only handle about two cups before, okay. you know, the eyes start to
glaze over.
Yeah.
Twitch.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's get into it today. Today we're going to be talking about credit cards. And I don't know, this is the most frightening time of year, right? It's Halloween. Well, it's not Halloween, but it's the month of Halloween. You know, things can get pretty scary. And I want to know if people are afraid of their credit card interest rates. So if they're spooked out by that. So
I'm a little nervous about mine.
Well, there you go. So I was reading an article from the Business Insider from last month, and it talks about how more Americans are using credit cards than ever before, which probably doesn't surprise you guys. And 40% of all U.S. households carry credit card debt over from month to month.
Mm-hmm.
So there was also a study done that showed that the average credit card debt for a family, for a household, is $5,700, which to me is really shocking. And there was a recent study done of all 50 states and ranking them from highest amount of credit card debt being number one to lowest credit card debt being, I believe, 51. I think they might have thrown in Puerto Rico in there, but Iowa did pretty well and came in at 38th place with a whopping total average household credit card debt of $6,966.
Okay.
So.
And that's good. That's not like 38 is in bad. 38 is in good because the best is 50. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's great. Way
to
go, Iowa.
Yes. Yes. And according to that study, it had Alaska at 13,000.
Wow.
So now I've heard things are a little bit more pricey in Alaska, so
yeah, I've heard the cost of living is really high there,
right?
But the salaries are higher also, so they have to be.
Yeah, probably offsets it somehow. So now, when you take that rate with the $6,966, and you combine that with the national credit card interest rate, the average is 16.92%. So about 17% interest is what the average household is paying on those credit cards from month to month. So the question is, are people really paying attention when they're swiping or when they hit the agree button at the checkout? You know, hey, do you want to sign up for this card or that card or whatever? And I think if a lot of people could really understand the cost of credit, they'd probably think twice about maybe the methods that they're using. So anyway, what I also wanted to add is I just talked about the signing the agreement button at the checkout. You know, those store credit cards, the ones that you would get at the major department stores, although they lure you in with the brand loyalty and really great offers for your first purchase. They might offer, you know, 25% discount or 20% off your total purchase and all that. The average interest rate for a store-only credit card is between 24 and 28%.
Mm.
So if you think about that, if they're offering you 20% 20% off, but then charging you 24 to 28% interest, I think I have found the answer, and I now know Victoria's Secret.
I thought I knew Victoria's Secret.
Well, you know.
Something silky, maybe.
There you go. She's a tough gal to figure out, but I think I know. So what I did real quick is I wanted to analyze how finance charges add up on credit cards over that time. And Jamie, I know that you worked at a previous place.
Yes, Consumer right? Credit Counseling of Northeastern Iowa.
There you go. So you're familiar probably with how this dynamic works.
Yes.
So what I did was, assuming a 3% minimum payment on a $6,700 total of credit card debt comes out to $201 per month. Now, some people may say, well, mine's only $115 and mine's only $75. Well, they probably have three cards together that probably equal that amount. So, so assuming that rate at 17% and assuming you did not charge any more, it would take you almost 4 years of payments to get all of that paid off.
That's terrible.
And it would cost you an additional $2,500 in interest charges. So that $6,700 now becomes what, $8,200? Just
wow.
Like that. Or actually $9,200. So I'm from Illinois, so the math sometimes takes a little bit
well,
longer
I hear
to catch
you.
Up. So so obviously, you know, I work for the credit union, and the credit union does offer multiple options. You know, number one, we always would advocate that people use credit cards responsibly. And so using a credit card responsibly, you know, means obviously paying that debt off if you're able to do that. But if you're not able to do that, to switch that debt to a method that's going to be able to save you money and interest. And so I ran that same comparison. Our credit cards at the credit union actually start at 7.9% APR, which is a really great rate. And some people have really great credit and some people don't have really great credit. But there's a sliding scale that goes with all that. I'm sure you guys are aware, credit scores and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I took that same computation and paying that same amount of $6,700 with a 3% minimum payment, at which equals $201 a month, at 7.9% would save you 6 months of payments. So it would get those payments down in quite some time. And it would save you $1,500 in interest by doing that. So
there you go.
You know, we advocate that obviously people use all the products responsibly. And so, but sometimes if you're in that area and, you know, you're kind of just spinning your wheels in credit card debt, it might be worth it to give us a call and see if we can't get that turned around.
And so somebody listening that has a credit card and they have a lot of debt, what's the step for them to take next?
So first thing to do is obviously call. Mm-hmm. Call, click, or stop in. I think that's the old saying. But, you know, just explain your situation. You know, obviously we have to go through the necessary steps, pulling credit, and then finding that and seeing where you're at on that sliding score. And, you know, for the most part, if you're able to transfer that debt over, then we can, you know, get that taken care of. And what we would do is then, you know, pay off those other credit cards, and then you would assume the new payments on the new credit cards at that lower interest rate.
So people can do that. They can get it switched and
absolutely.
Then pay less than they would if they didn't switch.
Bingo. Bingo was his name-o.
Man, so why doesn't everybody do that? Because they don't know about it.
They don't know. They're not listening to the financial advantage.
Oh, man.
So they got to pay attention every first of the month. And if they live within the sound of my voice, and we serve 19 counties, in Central Iowa. So not just for people in Jasper County, people who live or work in Jasper County or 18 other counties outside of Jasper County, more than likely we can probably help them.
Awesome.
Great. That is fantastic.
Perfect.
You guys do a great job.
Well, and I also just want to say I've learned a lot about finances through you at Advantage Credit Union, and you don't have to make like tons and tons of money to to be smart with your money. I mean,
anybody
can do this.
There are plenty of people who don't make a significant income who make some very smart money choices, money decisions, and there's plenty of people who have some really high-paying jobs that I wish would take the same advice.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Have we covered everything this time around?
I think we got it, boss.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Your financial advantage from Advantage Credit Union and Jeff Holshue.